Reb Shloima Hyman, Zecherno Levracha, the legendary Rosh Hashiva of Torah Vadas, one time on Erev Rosh Hashanah, called in a few Bachrim to please come into his house. So a few Bachrim came in. Can you imagine? Erev Rosh Hashanah, Reb Shloima Hyman calls you in. They were expecting, who knows what he's going to ask them. Such a special time, right before the Yom HaDin. And Reb Shloima asked them if they could please address a few envelopes for him of Lashana Taiva cards. And then Reb Shloima noticed that they looked a little disappointed. They were expecting something bigger that he would ask of them. So Reb Shloima Hyman told them as follows. And this answer is going to surprise some of you. Listen to what Reb Shloima said. Reb Shloima said, am I doing the right thing to be busy now, Erev Rosh Hashanah, addressing envelopes on Lashana Taiva cards? I do not know. I don't know. Maybe I'm not doing the right thing, what I should be busy with. But I want to tell you, Bachram, something. For you, you're doing a mitzvah in the Torah of Gemilas Chasadim. You're doing the greatest thing possible to get a schus before Rosh Hashanah. Do you hear the amkus, the depth of the Chedushir Reb Shloima, what Reb Shloima is saying here? He's saying, what I'm doing or not, whether I myself should be busy with addressing envelopes or not, okay, that's a question. Maybe I'm making the wrong decision. But once a Yid asks you to do him a favor and help him, that means, like we explained a couple of shiurim ago, whatever you would like someone to do to you, if you were in that situation, if you needed to address envelopes, you would want someone to address them for you. So in Mela, to help somebody else out, that's a mitzvah d'oraisa of Gemilas Chasadim. What greater schus could there be than Erev Rosh Hashanah than doing a mitzvah in the Torah of Gemilas Chasadim? In other words, if someone come over to you, Erev Rosh Hashanah, and say, would you like to be Sandik in the Bris? You're like, whoa, that's a major schos before Rosh Hashanah. And like we explained a couple shiurim ago, the Peleyoyet says, to change someone, the change of a coin is greater than being Sandik by a Bris. Because being Sandik by a Bris is not a mitzvah, I say, the rise of Gemilas Chasadim. But to change someone's coin to help someone out, that's a mitzvah d'oraisa. So Reb Shloima told him, what could be greater? What could be greater than going ahead Erev Rosh Hashanah and going ahead and filling out some Lashana Taiva cards by doing the Gemilas Chasadim and helping me out, doing chesed for a yid? That's the greatest chus. What we all have to just internalize in ourselves is this message. Internalize in ourselves that a person could be sitting and holding some kind of newspaper that's advertising schoolists to do this for 40 days, to do that. They're all wonderful, beautiful schoolists. And while we're looking at the schoolists, someone can knock on the door. Do you have an extra egg that I can borrow? You're like, 1 second, I need schoolists for Rosh Hashanah now. I don't have time to go give the egg. But you realize that one second, giving someone an egg is a greater schooler than all those other schoolists. Giving someone an egg is a mitzvah, I say, in the Torah of Gemilas Chasadim. And like we said over, like the Peleyoyet says, going and changing even a coin is greater than doing psicha by ne'ilah. Do you need a greater schooler than that? This is a mitzvah, I say, deraisa. So we have to internalize this message and realize that every small thing we do to help another yid is a mitzvah, I say, deraisa of Gemilas Chasadim. And like the Avos Chesed explains from so many different places, that there is no greater schooler than the mitzvah of Gemilas Chasadim. May we all be zeichet to do many, many deeds, big and even very, very small, like changing coins, giving a ride, helping someone fill out a form. These are all mitzvahs, I say, the raisa of Gemilas Chasadim.